Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
Well, good evening and good afternoon and welcome to Hampton Fields. It is Chadron softball here on the air, 107.7 KBPY FM and ChadronRadio.com. Chase Thompson here with you on a warm Tuesday afternoon. Storms on the way. You glance out to the west and you do see clouds starting to form up over the Wyoming plains. But we got softball going on here this afternoon as the Chadron Cardinals coming in at 5-9 host the Alliance Bulldogs at 5-16. Good afternoon, everyone, from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. I'm Chase Thompson, so happy to be here with you. 93 degrees is our temp right now. Winds gusting from time to time out of the west from 15 to 20 miles an hour. Should be a warm one as we try to get this one in before those storms roll on in. Before we get to our first break, let's talk about the Alliance Bulldogs. They are 5-16 on the season. Their wins came against Hershey, Lexington, and Gothenburg. They've beaten Hershey twice, beat Lexington once, 18-8, and beat Gothenburg 13-8. These two teams, they've already played each other four times this year, and boy, have they been wild, especially in the favor of the Chadron Cardinals. Chadron, so far this season, has had 16, 15, and 14 runs in the four games. Alliance, well, they've been 10-run ruled in all but one of those games. That one game was the one non-tournament game that happened at Hail Mary Softball Complex in Alliance. Now still a 16-12 win for the Chadron Cardinals. We're live here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. We'll go ahead and take our first break, come back, give you some of the my Chadron lock keys to the game and the Country Kitchen starting lineups. You're tuning in to Chadron Softball here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Chadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night, we're in the pew at church on Sunday morning. We are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
And welcome back to the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you at Hampton Field, Shadron and Alliance getting you set. First of all, I want to get to something real quick in case the National Weather Service takes me over. There is a severe thunderstorm watch out until 9 p.m. for Dawes County. Of course, we got storms coming on the way. We'll be here with you, whether it be here at Hampton Fields or back in the Platte Valley Bank studios at the station. But here we go, Alliance, Shadron. These two teams, again, not having great seasons so far. Combined 10 wins between the two sides, 10 and 24 is the combined record. Teams have met for their pregame. Let's get to the Shadron Community Hospital. The Shadron Lock Keys of the game. I think Shadron, they have to come out hitting strong. They beat Alliance pretty easily back on Saturday. Take advantage of things. Try to get up early in case we get those clouds to our west to start rolling on in. And we got to get this done a little bit earlier than we planned. This was originally scheduled for 6 o'clock. We moved up due to the forecast coming through the area. So that's my Shadron Lock Key of the game for the Shadron Cardinals Alliance. Can you bounce back? Can you turn this into a game that happened back on the 27th of August, which ended up being a 16-12 win for the Shadron Cardinals? Can the Alliance Bulldogs get it done and get past Shadron for the first time this season? These two teams, though, throughout their history, it's incredible how many times that they've met. This is since 2007. I counted over 60 times that they have met since 78, actually. I wrote that down this morning. 78 times these teams have met since 2007. A very common opponent for both sides. They each know each other pretty darn well. So we're going to get it done here this afternoon. But let's go ahead and jump into the Country Kitchen starting lineups. First, let's go with the road team, the Alliance Bulldogs. The Alliance Bulldogs, coached by Heston Williams. His first year reigns from Cody, Wyoming. He's going to come out with number 9, Kaya Hudson, out at shortstop. Doing the pitching, Regan Cornish out in right field. Batting third is Emily Grillo. Batting fourth and playing third base, Kyra Jasperson. Batting fifth and out in left field is Anna Benzel. Batting sixth, playing the center field spot is Olivia Osborne. Batting seventh and playing out at second base, Lexi Lopez. Batting eighth and out at first base, Paige Johnson. And batting ninth, doing the catching, is Macy Cornish. They're coached by Heston Williams in his first year coming out of Cody, Wyoming. And now let's go into the Country Kitchen starting lineups for the Shadron Cardinals. Country Kitchen, place like home on 10th Street in Shadron. They're going to come out with number 12, Addie Groover, who will be out in center field, an incredible base runner. I beg your pardon, she's out in left field. Ariel Sager will be playing center field. She's batting second. Jay Gooder will be doing the pitching this afternoon. She's batting third. Sarah LeBrier is doing the catching tonight, batting fourth and cleanup for the Cardinals. Jodine Chesley will be over at first base, batting fifth. J.C. Turman be playing third base, batting sixth. Alex Rasmussen out in right field, batting seventh. Chloe Wright, batting eighth, doing the playing shortstop role. And batting ninth, Riley Huffman. She'll be playing out at second base. They are coached by Jody Hendrickson. They're doing the national anthem, so go ahead and take a break. You're tuning in to Shadron Softball here at KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air. But there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and two by fours, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Welcome back to Hampton Fields. We're ready to go here between the Chatterton Cardinals and the Alliance Bulldogs here on 107.7 KBPY FM and ChattertonRadio.com. Hay Springs, Nebraska. Chase Thompson here with you. This first inning is sponsored by Nebraska Bank. Rooted for you and rooting for you. Alliance will be batting first. They're wearing white tops, blue numbers, black pants with pinstripe. No, not pinstripe. Black with white stripe with two blue straps on top and the bottom of the socks. Chatterton will be wearing their home whites with red letter Cardinal across the chest, red numbers, red stripes down the side, and black pants and blights and black socks. And the first pitch in for Hudson is taken in for a strike. Second one is fouled over the right side, just out of play, so it'll be strike two. Both these teams with five wins on their resume so far early in this season will both possibly meet up again this weekend. Both of them are heading to North Platte for the North Platte invite. 0-2 count coming to Hudson. And it's grounded toward the right side, picked up by the second baseman, flipped over the first. That's an easy ground out.
The Cavaliers out of the run for the Bulldogs.
And the first out of
18, Regan Cornish.
The game is number 18, Regan Cornish comes up to bat. This season, batting just above 500. She rolled up the sleeves on her jersey. It is hot, 90 degrees here. This one, the first pitch to her is down the dirt for ball one. First pitch, by the way, was sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Tracy Strothide in for State Farm is there for you. Pretty decent ground on hand, given that it is 3:03 in the afternoon. The 1-0 is fouled right back into Sarah LeBeer, the catcher, for strike one. Chatterton with corners in. Wind starting to gust. It kind of funnels through here, so I'll be looking where I'm at right behind home plate. So watching the flag a little bit more for the direction as the 1-1 pitch is taken in the dirt for ball two. Looks like it's blowing out to the left field, so out of the southwest right now. And the 2-1 is grounded to the shortstop. Picked up by Wright, thrown over to first. And that's out number two.
Number two. That'll bring up number 15, Emily Creel.
As Emily Creel comes up to bat. She hasn't played in all the games so far this season. Batting just under 200. First pitch is fouled back to the fence for strike one. Crowd filling in slowly. So we inch toward a 4 o'clock hour, 3:04 local time. Get some cloud cover to our west as comes the 0-1 pitch. Missed high for ball one. Ball one pitch is low for ball two. Just missed on that one. Williams, the head coach for Alliance, gives signs of the batter. Pitch comes in. It's on the outer half to play for strike two. 2-2 count, two down here in the top half of the first inning. Lawrence has been held hitless so far. Two up, two down. Here comes 2-2. It's in dirt, ball three. The wind steadily picking up throughout. We've had some gusts blowing, 25-30. And I'd say it's blowing 10-15. It's the full count pitch. It's grounded toward the right side. Turman picks it up, throws it over the first side. And picking it up, just not in time.
Brings up number 29,
first baseman. So Creel over at first as Jesperson comes to bat. Or Jesperson, the senior, takes ball one outside. Two down, runner on first here in the top half of the first. Jake Gooder, the starting pitcher for Shatter, gets the sign, sends in the pitch. It's foul toward the right side into the Alliance bullpen. Maybe a little further. Counts 1-1. Studio 308. Dean Nitch at Studio 308 specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. 1-1 pitch from Gooder. Just low for ball two. Creo over at first. There's 2-1's grounded past third baseman. Williams will hold the runner up, Carrillo up at second. His Lions now has two base runners here in the top half of the first. After getting two out, getting two runners out quick, Shattering now facing a jam. As coming up to bat is Hannah Benzel, the freshman. Gooder sends in the first pitch, high for ball one. Runners on first and second, two down, 1-0 count. It is fouled away, strike one. This is just the first of two Shattering games this week on Shattered Sports. Friday night we'll have Shattered Football versus Gothenburg, 6 o'clock kickoff. Over on 610 AM KCSR. 1-1 pitch, take it in there for strike two. Count moves to 1-2. Shattering playing at the corners in. Second and shortstop playing out by the grass. Outfield medium depth. Left fielder standing right by the wall. As here comes 1-2 pitch. Got her. Strike three.
Strike three, and that is out.
Two left on, one hit, one error. As Lions, these two runners on base. We'll come back for the bottom half of the first inning. Nebraska Bank, rooted for you and rooting for you. We'll be back for the bottom half of the first here on 107.7 KBBY-FM and Shadrad.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC. Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Back here in the bottom half of the first inning, Addie Groover drew up for a Shattering while she's up. Counts 1-1. She took the first pitch low and outside for ball one. Bounced it away. Second one went right over my head. 2-1 count. And the 1-1 missed outside for ball two. Groover is a speedster. Alliance not doing quite what Scott's Bluff did. They do. Alliance does have the third base side in. as the 2-1s missed outside for ball three. As Regan Cornish up on the mound for the Alliance Bulldogs. A freshman getting the start for Alliance. 3-1 pitch, missed high for ball four.
Ball four for Groover.
She's averaging north of a stolen base per game.
Number three, Avery L. Sager.
As Avery L. Sager comes up to bat, the homecoming queen. Betting out of the right side. She's going to fake a bump, but the pitch is wild. Goes back to the backstop. Groover's going to get the second on the pass ball. Counts 1-0.
Groover second on pass ball.
You know, Shatter in this season, averaging 15 runs per game against the Lions in the four times that they've met. And that pitch is missed outside. Nearly hits Sager as Groover moves up to third off another pass ball. That one's more of a wild pitch than a pass ball. Counts 2-0. Groover's over at third. She can get home. She has the wheels if the ball gets past the catcher. That one missed high and away for ball three. Catcher Macy Cornish. Junior catching for the freshman. 3-0 pitch. Right down the middle for strike one. Take sign was on from head coach Jody Hendrickson, who, by the way, I'll have tomorrow night on Sports Weekly along with some runners who competed at the Shatter Cross Country invite. That'll be 6:10 a.m. KCSR. That's popped up, picked up for the foul out.
Is out number one for the Cardinals.
By Macy Cornish. As coming up the bat is number 16, Jay Gooder, the starting pitcher and the freshman.
Number 16.
Home plate umpire calls time. There we go. One down, Groover over at third. First pitch inside for ball one. Really clipped Gooder. This came to her. Pretty healthy crown on hand, given the time of the day. Still one, 0 pitch, missed in dirt. For ball two. Got one more broadcast, Shattered Softball, after tonight. Joe pitch misses in dirt for ball three. That'll be next Tuesday when Shattered hosts Gearing here at Hampton Field. So the weather is a lot better than the forecast says for tonight, as 3-0 pitch is way high for ball four.
Ball four.
That's two walks for the Cardinals, as a special pinch runner is going to come
18,
on.
Number 18, Sarah LeBeer.
And Sarah LeBeer comes up to bat. It'll be Audrey right Daly,
the
sophomore.
Number two, Audrey Daly.
Starting pitcher always. And the catcher can get a special pinch runner. And Sarah LeBeer will come up to bat. Home plate umpire. Writing it down in his book. As the starting catcher for the Cardinals steps up to bat. Bounding north of 500, around 500 this season. Runners on the corner, she swings at the first one. Oh, I didn't even see where it went. It's fouled away. I only heard the catcher's mitt as the pitch is in there for strike two, and Gooder moves up to second with the stolen base. 0-2 count the first time. Lions pitcher has gotten ahead. 0-2 misses in the dirt for ball one. Who's the 1-2? Just high. Counts 2-2. Runners on second and third. Infield. Tonight they're going to come home on a ground ball. 2-2 pitch. In the inside for ball three. The beer has worked herself from an 0-2 count. Now to a full count. One down. Comes the full count pitch. It's fouled behind me. There's the home plate umpire. Needs to go get a couple replacement softballs. Oh, Count goes full. 3-2. High ball four.
Ball four for LeBeer.
Bases juiced. One down here at the top
six,
and the bottom of the first.
Jodine Chesley.
Will go up to bat. Batting with the bases loaded. First pitch is low for ball one. Batting around 380 this season. Looking to break this one open with one down here at the bottom of the first. 1-0 pitch. In there for a strike. And 1-1 missed high for ball two. Nearly in the same spot as the previous pitch, which was called a strike. 2-1 count. That one's fouled off home plate toward the shattering dugout. Makes it 2-2. Two count. Way high for ball three. Chesley has worked it to a full count. Serene Cornish struggling to get one out. That one's hit high to center field. The center fielder chasing after it, pulling it in. Groover will come on home easily and score off the sacrifice fly. For Chesley. As the Cardinals get their first run of the game.
Number 22, J.C. Terman.
As J.C. Terman, the junior, comes up to bat. Batting around 340 on the season. The first pitch is taken for ball one. Runners on first and second, two down. 1-0 Cardinals here in the bottom of the first. It took them a little bit to get their lead over Alliance back on Saturday as the 1-0s take it in there for strike one. They're eventually able to win that game 14-2. They traded runs in the first inning before Shatter just ran away with that one. Golfed at toward right field, over the right fielder's head. One run will score. Two might score as well. Yep, it'll be two as running into third safely is Terman. Not the
third brings two in for the Cardinals, bringing them to three.
Two RBI triple. And the Cardinals now lead 3-0.
Up to bat number 10, Chloe Wright.
And as Chloe Wright, the starting shortstop, comes up to bat. Thought about swinging at that one, but missed high for ball one.
Excuse me, correction, number 20, Alex Rasmussen.
Yeah, it is Rasmussen. Sorry, I was listening to PA. I thought that was Rasmussen. 1-0 pitch is missed outside for ball two. Rasmussen, the right fielder, right will be up next. And Riley Huffman. Rasmussen facing the 2-0 count, missed high for ball three. Oh, run's going to score off the air up the throwback. So, bases are cleared now as Shattern has a 4-0 lead. Mason Williams will call time and try to settle his team down. Rick Olson, Ross Bowman, the assistant coaches for Shattern, as Ross sent Alex Rasmussen over to Jody Hendrickson, top some strategy. Mason Williams, the head coach for Alliance out there. Having a conversation, and now some water coming out to the starting catcher, Macy Cornish. Noah Kegel and Rebecca Thompson are the assistants for Alliance, Mason Williams. This finishes discussion. The starting pitcher. Home plate umpire puts his gear back on. We're good to go. Counts 3-0 to Rasmussen. After taking three pitches, two of them low, one of them high. Run scoring on the throwing error back to the pitcher. Here comes 3-0 pitch. That nearly clips Rasmussen in the feet, but she's going to walk. Shattern so far is hitless. And are up 4-0.
Number 10, Chloe Wright.
And now Chloe Wright will come up to bat. Batting around 200 this season, takes the first pitch in for strike one. Goal set that one. Hits it toward the right fielder, and it gets down. Rasmussen will score easily. Off the second hit of the day.
Right at third brings one in for the Cardinals.
Second triple of the day.
As Briley Hoffman comes up to bat, 5-0 Cardinals. Swings at the first pitch, nicks it, but it ended in the catcher's mitt for strike one. The pitch misses high for ball one. Ball one's the count to Huffman. Chattern Chiropractic, you only got one spine to take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chattern Chiropractic in downtown Chattern. 2-1 is the count after that pitch missed to Huffman. Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local associate Ben Rust in Chattern at 308-430-0760. Counts 3-1. After the 2-1 pitch missed, low and inside to Huffman. Chattern looking to bat around. That one's hit toward the shortstop, picked up. Good throw over to first, and that'll do it for the bottom half of the first.
Huffman out at first.
As Kai Hudson throws it over to Paige Johnson to end the bottom of the first. 5 runs across 2 hits, 1 left on base for the Chattern Cardinals. 5-0 lead. We'll be back for the top of the second inning here on 107.7 KBBY-FM and ShatterEd.com.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with the trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chattern, unless you like being stranded.
Back here at Hampton Field, 5-0. Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs after one inning. Second inning sponsored by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lediger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lediger. As Jay Goeder steps back into the mound, Alliance in that top half of the first inning did have two base runners. One hit, one error. As the first pitch is fouled straight back into the fence. First strike one. Hitter, Olivia, I beg your pardon, Osborne, the junior. I believe that's Osborne, yeah. The one pitch is fouled away, out of play. First strike two. Comes the 0-2 pitch from Gooder. In their half of the plate, taking strike three.
That will bring up number four.
Second strikeout of the game for the Bulldogs as Gooder is dealing. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Preem Pro partner in Chattern. Making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys that know about a remunit today at 308-432-6722. As up to bat is number four, Lexi Lopez. First pitch missed for ball one, second one missed for ball two. Scooter's Coffee, grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Crisp, tart, apple, perfectly balanced with smooth and decadent caramel. Make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein to power through the rest of your day as the 2-1 pitch is missed inside for ball three. Lions are going to get their third base runner on. To struggle at the start of the game. That's down the middle for strike one. American Legion, the post of American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattered Cardinals. 3-1 pitch is taken high for... Oh, no, I didn't hear the call. It was strike two. The umpire hesitating. Full count pitch. In there for a backwards K. Jay Gooder works herself back from down 3-0 of the count. To get the backwards K, and the Lions is two up, two down. Joe Peters Roofing. You're thinking about any kind of roof repair. There really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. T-Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. As up to bat. And it's Paige Jensen. She takes strike one. Two up, two down here in the top half of the second inning for the Lions Bulldogs. Gooder is working a gem. Jensen lines that one right up the middle. A base hit.
Up the middle for Jensen, gives her a single, and that will bring up number 17, Macy Cornish.
And that'll bring up Macy Cornish, starting catcher for the Bulldogs, wearing some pretty cool-looking shades underneath that batting helmet. Jensen going at first, two down. First pitch. This is outside for ball one. Pitch bounces off the plate. Jensen run towards second, and LeBeer's just going to eat it.
Jensen to second on a pass ball.
Good. Sure got the first two batters looking. 2-0 pitch. Out of control for ball three. Just high and away. Comes 3-0 pitch. It's low and in the dirt for ball four.
Ball four for Cornish.
Cornish gets on.
Leg up, number nine, Kaya
first
Hudson.
As we flip the order to leadoff hitter Kaya Hudson. Corners in for the Bulldogs. It's Hudson. Lines that one up the middle. It's a base hit. Jensen's going to be held at third. Runners caught up at second. The Cardinals are just going to eat it. Chesley had possession of the ball.
Up to bat.
We're going to see a special pinch runner. No, it's just a straight up pitch hitter.
Ayla Foster.
So we'll see who that is. Lona Escamilla. That's a true pinch hitter, I believe. For the Bulldogs. She'll step up to bat. Oh no, that's Foster. Lana Foster. Swings up. First pitch for strike one. Bases juiced. Two down. The one pitch is in dirt for ball one. 1-1 count. And starting to hover more toward the center field. Breeze as here comes the 1-1. High for ball two. Two 1 pitch coming from Gooder. In there for strike two. Counts 2-2, two down runners. On all four bases, three bases, Science looks to break through. On the score column, here comes the 2-2 payoff pitch. Outside ball three. Full count pitch. Inside ball four and a run scores.
Ball four will bring up number five.
Jensen, who got a hit.
Sylvia Acosta.
Number five, Sylvia Acosta checks in to bat. Bases stay loaded as Shattern will call a timeout to try to settle down Jay Gitter. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch brewery including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Clouds have cleared up to our west. The scuff that was forming is burned off as first pitch to Acosta is in for strike one. A one pitch. Ball one. 1-1 count. Lions looking to cut into the shattering lead up 5-1 Cardinals. As here comes the one pitch. It's rolled into the Lions dugout for strike two. One and two count. Gooder with the payoff pitch. Gets her to swing through it. It's free ball. And the runner's safe. LeBeer tried to touch home plate to get the force out.
Bring one in on a drop third strike. And that will bring up number 29, Kaya Jespersen.
Yes. Now Kaya Jespersen steps up to bat. LeBeer with a mistake. Allows the Lions to get back within three. First pitch to Jespersen is taking over the ball one. She did get a hit in the first inning. She's stranded over at first after the strikeout to end the inning by Hannah Benzel. Lions is nearly batted around. That one missed for ball two. Throw pitch. Oh, it's hammered toward right field. Twack toward the wall. It bounces off the right fielder's glove. One run will score. Two runs will come across. And the Bulldogs will cut it down to a two-run lead.
Double for Jespersen brings in two for the Bulldogs. Bringing the score to four.
It's now four. Higginbotham, now it's 4-5. And Jody Hendrickson is going to go check on her right fielder, Alex Rasmussen, who is a little shaken up after that. This timeout is sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Rasmussen looks to be okay.
Up to bat number eight.
So she's kind of laughing about it. Right field. And is now up to bat is Hannah Benzel. By the way, Jespersen is over on second. Five to four, Cardinal lead is the 1-0 pitch is taken in for a strike one. One pitch, ripped over the right side, base hit. coming toward home, and they're going to have a play at the plate. Good play by LeBeer, and she's going to tag her out for the third out.
Jasperson, number three for the Bulldogs.
Jack Greedy, a base hit for Benzel. But
correction on the score. Halfway through the second, it is tie ball game.
LeBeer with the tag out. That'll do it for the top half. The second inning. The second inning sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lediger. When it comes to protecting your family, Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lediger. 4-5 is your score. We'll be back for the bottom half of the second here on 107.7 KBBY FM and Shatterad.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Lediger in Chadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Washington Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3333.
Well, the score is 5-5 as we get set for the bottom of the second inning. Kind of right where we were at last time Shatter was up the bat, and with the same batter as well, with Addie Groover, the leadoff hitter. She got on after a walk in the top of the in the bottom of the first inning. Two teams. Well, Alliance has already scored more than they have in any other game other than that wild one. On a Thursday night, Alliance says Groover takes strike one. New pitcher up on the mound for the Bulldogs is Leah Foster. Well, one pitch is taken high for ball one. Foster, a sophomore. Listen to the start for the Bulldogs. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, way high. For ball two. 2-1 pitch way outside for ball three. Don't want to walk Groover. She did get around the score because of pass balls. She'll walk again.
Ball four for Groover.
Number three, Avrielle Sager.
Yes. Coming up to bat is Avrielle Sager. She fouled out to the catcher, Macy Cornish, in her first at bat. She fouls that one over to Jody Hendrickson, their base coach for the Chadron Cardinals. A one count. Hammers that to the third baseman. Throw over to the second, trying to get double play is wide. Groover might come around. Yeah, Jody Hendrickson's going to send her, and she's going to get all the way from first to home off the throwing error.
Groover comes in, bringing one in for the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals are now back in the lead 6-5.
Sometimes you got to close the door to open a window.
Number 16.
It's Jay Gooder. Who's at the bat, the starting pitcher. She fakes the ball, and the catcher tries to throw it back. Lose ball. Comes the 1-0 pitch. Ripped at the Chadron dugout. Good thing the fence is there. Counts 1-1. Runner on second, 1-1 count is fouled back into the Lions seats.
Strike two. One-two pitch. Ripped down third baseline, just foul. And the 1-2 is popped out towards the second baseman. Goes off her glove. Good to get into first. Staying out at second is Sager.
Number 18, Sarah LeBeer.
Shattern has had three base runners on two walks. On a walk and two errors. Gooder will be subbed out for Audrey Daly for a special pinch runner. And Sarah LeBeer will step up to bat. Rips that one towards center field. It is down at the wall. One run will score. Jody Hendrickson will hold Bailey out at third. This is an RBI double. Runners in the scoring position for Joni Chesley. She pops that one to the shortstop, grabbed easily.
Chesley out on line drive means out number one for the Cardinals.
It's first out here in the bottom half of the second inning. 7-5, Cardinals lead the Bulldogs. Runners up to bat is J.C. Terman. First pitch is taken high for ball one. Hey, coming up here on Friday here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrat.com, we'll have Sioux County Warriors taking on the Potter Dix Coyotes. I'll start pregame at about 11:30 from Harrison. Kickoff falling at noon. And then beginning at 5:30 with kickoff falling at 6, 5:35 roughly. Run Jeremy Anderson will be up in South Dakota at Hot Springs for the Bison, taking on Dakota Tech, 5:35 pregame, kickoff falling at 6. Counts 3-1 to Terman. Reminder that there was no Husker football this weekend on Shadrat Sports due to Cardinals taking on Gothenburg Swedes Friday night. That ball's on the dirt for ball four.
Ball four for Terman.
Bases are juiced. Zach Rasmussen will step up to bat.
Number 20, Alex Rasmussen.
Nebraska will take on Illinois in the first ranked matchup at Memorial Stadium since 2013. Well, Jeremy and I will be providing updates throughout our high school football games that night. And the 1-0 is ripped towards center field. That is down right beside center fielder. One run will score. Hendrickson will put on the stoplights for Sarah LeBeer. So now Shattern has a 8-5 lead.
Number 10.
Big one, Gus, blown out towards center field. His first pitch is taken for ball one. This player right's up to bat. She took the first pitch for ball one. One of our pitches about to start the catcher for ball two. Two ones golfed at for strike one. 8-5. Shattern Lean Alliance. They've put up three runs this inning, one down. Bases are juiced for the Cardinals. Now one's grounded towards the shortstop. goes off the shortstop's legs. One run will score.
Single brings one in for the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals now lead 9-5. First pitch was tied for ball one to Briley Hoffman. She was last out on top of first after a ground out to the third baseman. Mary Barton, shortstop, is the one who is bounced in for ball two. This Lance team, when they've won this season, it's been double figures all but one, which is a 9-1 win. Versus Hershey. As to a pitch, a swung out for strike one. Lions. As Hoffman grounds towards shortstop, goes underneath her feet. One run will score. Two runs will come around.
Single for Hoffman brings in two for the Cardinals.
Number 12. Addison Groover.
So then we'll go to the top of the order for Addison Groover. Seven, 11-5, Cardinals lead the Bulldogs. Lawrence definitely a little frustrated right now. First pitch is taken inside for ball one as a runner. Chloe Wright got the third. One up pitch bounces from the short of the catcher. Wright will slide in home and runner gets over to third. Hoffman does. Saturn's now scored seven runs in this inning. We have one runner down, one out. It's 2-0 pitch. Bounces. Huffman gonna have a play at the plate. No, Cornish isn't able to grab the ball. Count's now 3-0. And the bases have been cleared, 13-5. Comes 3-0 pitch to Groover, ball four. Third time she's walked today.
Number three, Avery L. Sager
will come to bat.
Avery L. Sager.
Bunk gets down. Groover will get up. No one's covering first. No one's covering third. Groover will score. End up scoring after an error. And on the bunt, Sager gets the.
Avery L. Sager at third on the bunt.
Third.
Sometimes you gotta close the door or open a window.
Number 16, Jay Gooder.
As Avriel Sager is up, I beg your pardon, Jay Gooder is up to bat. Swung at the first pitch for strike one. One down. Sager over at third. Starting pitcher, Jay Gooder, put the bat down the count. 0-1, now 1-1. On one pitch. just foul. One, two count, two gooder. The last back got on the air. Thumbs under for ball two, two and two. Two pitch, bounce to short, ball three. Jay Gooder has worked herself back into this count. Full, 3-2. All four.
Number 18, Sarah LeBeer.
And Sarah LeBeer will come up for the second time this inning. She did get an RBI double in her first
record
trip.
For the Cardinals, number two, Audrey Daly.
It's Audrey Daly. Go over the first special pinch run. Shatter now. 9 runs in this inning. 14-5 is LeBeer at the bat. So on that miss as high as Daly steals second. One 0 pitch. It's in there. LeBeer rips it towards center field. It bounces short of the wall. One run will score. Daly will ignore the stop sign. She'll get tagged out. LeBeer will dive into third.
Daly out at home is out number two for the Cardinals after bringing one in.
Jodine
Chesley. LeBeer with the second RBI double of the inning. Jodine Chesley will step up the bat. 15-5 is the score. And there is a timeout taken. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, print-a-size stuffed animals, and more. Studio 308, Dean Nitch, and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicles, graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723.
Josie Werner.
It's Josie Werner. Checks in for a special bench runner for Sarah LeBeer. Shattered Chiropractic. You've only got one spine. Take care of it. It's Sport of Chiropractic Bear at Shattered Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Driving Financial. Expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Your Ream Pro partner in Shattern. Making your home or business feel like the perfect season. All season. Call the guys that know about a Ream today at 308-432-6722. Jodine Chesley. Up to bat, she fouled the first pitch away for strike one. Josie Werner over at third, 15-5, Cardinals two down. That pitch misses as well. Werner coming home and play at the plate, and Werner's safe.
Werner under the tag, safe at home.
It's now 16-5. Scooter's Coffee, grab the caramel apple smoothie at Scooter's Coffee. Crisp, tart. Green apple, perfectly blended with smooth and decadent caramel, make for the perfect smoothie. Add energy or protein to power through the rest of your day. 1-1 pitch. Chesley missed for ball two. American Legion, the Postal American Legion, including the Allegiant Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Sweet. Have ball three now. 3-1 count. Chesley looking to get on base again. She swings at that one for strike two. Got a full count. She actually is 0-2 on the day. Well, actually called 0-1 because the first one was a sacrifice fly. That one's fouled away. Count stays full. Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Joe Peters Roofing is a proud supporter of our severe weather coverage too. As that one's ripped toward the third base side, just foul. T-Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Congrats to Tegan Westermeyer on her marriage. just about 10 days ago to Dan Dunbar. That one's ripped toward right left field. It goes off the glove of the left fielder. And getting into second is Chesley. J.C. Turman will come up to bat.
J.C. Turman.
His first pitch is ground toward left side. Foul for strike one. By the way, we're still in the second inning, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. Shatter Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs is a proud supporter of our halftime show. As the count goes to 0-2. The Lions get out of this inning. It's popped as high as the atmosphere. Third baseman comes and pulls it in for the final out of the inning. A 25-minute bottom of the second inning sees 11 runs for the Cardinals. One left on base. Now to do it for the Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger second inning. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. We're back from the top of the third here on 107.7 KBBY FM and Shatterad.com.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Osborne. 16-5, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs after the second inning. Now we're at the top of the third. Third inning is sponsored by Kreitzen Schaefer Law, with experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Lions bounce back after they give up five to Shattern in the bottom of the first. Can they bounce back now as the first pitch is taken in for ball one? Since that one's grounded to the right side, picked up from the second baseman, underhanded. The first is
number one,
Olivia Osborne, grounds out.
Number four, Lexi Lopez.
As Lexi Lopez come up to bat, she had a base hit. No, she struck out looking in her first at bat. This is our next batter. Hayes Jensen, who got a hit as first pitch is taken in for ball one. No count. Hits the fence. Ball two. Currently 90 degrees here in northwest part of Shadron. Quick check at the radar. Looks like we are good to go for. Storm's starting to push along I-25 as it's fouled back into the fence for strike one. One pitch, missed time for ball three. Fire! 3-1 pitch from Yoder. In the dirt for ball four.
Ball four brings up number 25, Paige Jensen.
Lopez thought about going to second. Home plate umpire is having a conversation with the batter. We have a couple of conversations going on. First pitch taken low. Libero throws it to second. Good player at second. Runner safe.
Lopez safe at second.
Lopez made it to second. Jensen, who got a hit in her first at bat, swings through that one for strike one. Ball one count, one out. High for ball two. Two-one pitch to Jensen. Misses in there for ball three. We see some glance starting to form off to the west. So we've crossed the 4 o'clock hour, top of the 4 o'clock area here on 107.7 KVPY FM. Ace Springs, Nebraska, in shadrad.com. Jensen walks on.
Ball four brings up number 17, Macy Cornish.
Five pitches. As Macy Cornish will come up to bat, she got around the score as Jody Hendrickson will call a timeout. I think that's going to be it for Jay Gooder, or she just get him a water break.
Noel, I'm going to take a fry. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.
And they're going to have a pinch runner. No, they're going to call the assistant coach out. Lions will. Well, the assistant coaches for Lions, the two male ones, are wearing actually the same color lenses on their sunglasses. First pitch is... it's very high toward left field. Left fielder coming in, pulling it in. For
catching left by Gruvers, out number two for the Bulldogs.
Second out.
And that will bring up number nine, Kaya Hudson.
And as we go back to the top of the order for Kaya Hudson, this pitch misses high for ball one. One oh pitch. Cinder for ball two. Two oh pitch swung at for strike one. Runner first and second. Two oh pitches missed in there for ball three. That one's in there for strike two. Hudson thought she was going over to first. Here comes the payoff pitch from Gutter. It's hammered toward the right side. Picked up by second baseman, thrown over to Chesley. That'll do it for the third, top half of the third inning. Two left on, no runners scored on two hits for the Lions Bulldogs. The Cardinals take a 16-5 lead in the bottom of the third. Third inning sponsored by Crenson Schaefer Law. Experienced law professionals legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll be back for the bottom half of the third year on KBPY.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Chase Thompson back here with you at Hampton Field. They got a breeze of wind coming through right now. They're going to stop play while they're waiting for it to go through. Now Alex Rasmussen will go up to bat. Chadron one run away from winning this one. It's the first pitch to Rasmussen's ripped toward left field. She'll stop at first.
Number 10, Chloe Ryan.
Now to bat is Chloe Wright. Right, we'll slap a bunt up the middle. Rasmussen will slide into second. Right, easily over to first. Rasmussen got over to third while I was marking down my book.
Number 15, Riley Huffman.
Shattering. 45 feet away from winning this. 60 feet away from winning this game. This first pitch is in dirt. Rasmussen holds off over at third. Getting up over to second. Was right. Both these teams again could meet up this weekend in North Platte. The North Platte invite. Shattern will go to Barrett on Thursday. Chase County for a double dip on Friday. There's the 1-0 pitch missed high for ball two. One count. And inside for ball two. So waiting on Altuve, the home plate umpire, for the signal. I thought I heard him say ball. I was just waiting. 2-1 count. Now 3-1. That was ball four.
Number 12, Addison Groover.
As Addison Groover comes up to bat, her fourth plate appearance. No official at bats. Bases juiced. Game-winning run, 45 feet away. She'll slap it over toward left field. Gets down, and Alex Rasmussen scores.
That is.
Waiting for everything. I thought I heard Altuve, the home plate umpire, say that's game. Yes, it is. So we'll go ahead, and the JV's game is going to come, but we'll go ahead and talk about a few things. First, our fourth quarter, fourth inning sponsor is Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. And because I had to wait, my Donnie Dodson, Service Barbershop player of the game, this game, oh man, that's tough. I'm going to give it to Sarah LeBeer because she had the better day hitting. She had two doubles and a walk, so she was 2-for-2 officially. Had a couple RBIs as well. And three runs scored. Sarah LeBeer is my Service Barbershop player of the game. Donnie Dotson. That Service Barbershop is a longtime supporter of Shattering Athletics. We'll go ahead and play a few commercials, come back, and continue talking about this game. We're tuning in Shattering Cardinals softball here on KBPY. Final score
is 17-5.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top-shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Chase Thompson back here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Postgame is sponsored by Fit 7. No excuses, just results, open 7 days a week. 17-5 win for the Chadron Cardinals over the Alliance Bulldogs in a game that lasted exactly 1 hour and 10 minutes. Getting in front of the storms that are coming our way. They moved the game up to 3 o'clock and it was all Chadron all the way for their 6th win of the season. For the Cardinals, it was Sarah LaBeer, my service barbershop player of the game. She had got on base all 3 plate appearances, 2 doubles, and 3 runs on the day for the senior catcher. It was a good day for the Chadron Cardinals. Just going up against the Lions team that struggled defensively, we'll call it that, but struggled defensively. The Cardinals now 6-9 on the season, go to Barrett on Thursday before a double dip in Imperial on Friday, just before the day before they bust up to North Platte. So a busy week for the Chadron Cardinals here this week. We'll have next Tuesday's home game versus Gearing here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Chadrad.com. Coming up this weekend, though, on KBPY Friday, I'll be over in Harrison starting off the day with the Sioux County Warriors and Butter Dick's Coyotes. And then following that will be Jeremy Anderson over at Hot Springs for Hot Springs Bison hosting Lakota Tech. Hot Springs coming off a state championship season, trying to get back on track after losing a lot of players and dealing with a lot of injuries. Jeremy Anderson had his conversation with the Hot Springs head coach earlier today. We'll go ahead and take another break. Come back for more Fit 7 Post Game Show. You're tuning in to Shatter Software here on 107.7 KBBY FM and Shatterad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattered Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattered Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattered Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wahlstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wahlstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wahlstrom Ford.
Oh, welcome back to the Fit 7 postgame show. The Shattuck Cardinals winning 17-5 over the Alliance Bulldogs. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week, and what a result the Shattuck Cardinals have, defeating the Alliance 12-run rolling them for the fourth time this season. The Cardinals again move to 6-9 on the season. Again, tomorrow night over on 610 AM KCSR, we got Sports Weekly, Jody Hendrickson will be on the show along with one of our players, and I also have a few cross-country runners. Willie Ewing is unavailable, so he's going to go ahead and give me some of his athletes so I can talk to them about what their experience was this past Friday. An incredible experience. If you haven't experienced a high school cross-country meet, I highly recommend you go check it out. It's one of the cooler experiences out there. I've been to two, and they have both been incredible experiences to attend. Then on Friday again here on KBPY, we got high school football Friday night. Oh, man. We're going to have some fun over on KCSR. The Shattern Cardinals 3-0. Quinn Bailey, 269 per game. Tobin Landon, an impressive sophomore quarterback. Didn't look well in practice, but man, that kid's a gamer. They go up against the 2-1 Gothenburg Swedes, who are reeling off of a tough loss to the Adams Central Patriots. I'd be a little I'm a little nervous about that one for Shattern. Gothenburg's a good program that will just dominate in that one. So, we'll go ahead and send it to break. We'll come back one last time and say goodbye. You're tuning in to Shattuck Cardinals Softball here on KBPY.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Welcome back to the 5th-7 postgame show for one final time from Hampton Fields. They're getting ready to play the JV game, getting it. They wanted to get the varsity game in due to storms that are forming up right now currently over in Wyoming. We are expecting some severe weather later on today, so if it does happen, tune in to KCSR and KBPY. We'll have Rockies baseball on KCSR, but the National Weather Service still does cut in. And, of course, here on KBPY, when we get back to Classic Hits, the National Weather Service will cut in as well. Winning pitcher for the Shattered Cardinals is Jay Gooder, and they win this one 17-5. For Jeremy Anderson, hanging out back in the studio, helping me out getting through the rest of this game, I'm Chase Thompson, saying so long from Cardinal Field. The Cardinals win this one 17-5. We'll get through a few more commercials, then back to Classic Hits here on KBPY.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
I'll be singing, I'll be singing.
Drink. He drinks a Classic Ballads on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
I love you so,
so very hard to go.
time would come, I'd have to pay for my mistake. I can't blame you for what you're doing to me, girl, even though my heart aches. Your dreams have all come true, just the way you planned them. So I'll just step aside, I'm gonna step aside and lend a helping hand then. Cause I could never make you unhappy. No, I can't do that, girl. Only wish I could love you so. Makes it so very hard to go. Cause I love you so.
So very hard to go.
Oh, I love you so.
Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks ending mixed as earlier gains fizzled. Investors are awaiting the Fed's decision on interest rates, which will be announced on Wednesday afternoon. The central bank is widely expected to slash rates by at least 25 basis points for the first time since 2020. Energy was the best performer of the 11 S&P 500 sectors, boosted by a rise in crude prices, while healthcare lagged. The Dow down 16 points, the Nasdaq up 36, S&P 500 up a point. And shares of Microsoft rose nearly 1% after the software giant said it would hike its quarterly dividend by 10% and that its board authorized a new stock buyback program of up to $60 billion. Shares of UGG and Hoka parent Deckers Outdoor fell 1% after the shoe company 6-for-1 stock split took hold. Venture Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today, 95 and breezy for highs. Showers, thunderstorms tonight, and very windy tonight. Some of those storms could be severe this evening, low 50 to 55. Sunny, windy, and 85 tomorrow, breezy, and 50 to 55 for a low tomorrow night.
J-B-P-Y.
lonesome highway east of Omaha. You can listen to the engine moaning out his one old song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing there to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. Here I am on the road again. There I am on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Will you walk into a restaurant all strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold? You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is it woman, is it man? And you always seem outnumbered, so you don't dare make a stand. Oh, here I am on the road again. There I am on the stage. Yeah, here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Pours out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Oh, here I go playing star. I am on the road again. There
Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Reverse. A reverse mortgage is not a loan and not a government benefit. Mortgage will be on primary residences only. Homeowners must live in the home and pay all taxes, insurance, and maintenance. Zoom Reverse is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide reverse mortgage advice or help.
Are you over 62? There's a U.S. government-insured mortgage program for homeowners over 62 that can give you money for retirement, medical bills, travel, whatever. It's Zoom Reverse, a safe, flexible mortgage. You decide how much you pay back each month. Even pay nothing. The monthly payment is totally up to you. Use a Zoom Reverse to pay off your mortgage, or tap into your equity and take the cash. You decide how much to pay back. And remember, it's insured by the U.S. government. As long as you want to stay in your home, it's yours. 62? Own a home? Find out how much you can save on closing with a Zoom Reverse.
Call 888-473-5981. 888-473-5981. 888-473-5981. 888-473-5981.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
You are tuned to KBPY, A Springs, Shadron.
Classic Hits Radio, Shadron's best music. KBPY.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Rapper and producer Sean Diddy Combs has been denied bail in New York. He's facing multiple charges there, including sex trafficking, brought by the state's Southern District U.S. Attorney. Defense lawyer for Combs, Mark Agnifilo, told reporters the music mogul's confident he'll be able to clear his name.
Mr. Combs is a fighter. He's going to fight this to the end. He's innocent. He came to New York to establish his innocence. He's not afraid. He's not afraid of the charges.
Combs' legal defense team appealing to judge's decision to hold the rapper without bail, saying he came to New York to turn himself in. Vice President Kamala Harris, participating in an interview with the National Association of Black Journalists Conference in Philadelphia, she talked about the Biden-Harris economic record.
As of today, we have created over 16 million new jobs, over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs. We have the lowest black unemployment rate in generations.
America's listening to Fox News.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Mina, hothead, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Shadrad News Center, I'm Jared Furno. Last Friday, Governor Jim Pillen offered a statement regarding the status of consideration for a special session on restoring winner-take-all to Nebraska's allocation of Electoral College votes. The governor said, "As I have consistently made clear, I strongly support statewide unity and joining 48 other states by awarding all five of our Electoral College votes to the presidential candidate who wins the majority of Nebraskans' votes." Nebraska has split electoral votes for presidential elections since 1992. This system has allowed each of Nebraska's three congressional districts to have a say in where each five state electoral votes are given. The governor said, "As I have also made clear, I am willing to convene the legislature for a special session to fix this 30-year-old problem before the 2024 election. However, I must receive clear and public indication that 33 senators are willing to vote in such a session to restore winner-take-all." Pillen went on to say he would enthusiastically call for a special session on the issue if the feeling from 33 senators changes, but says he has not received concrete and public indication yet. Shadron and other local fire departments were among many agencies to attend Gearing's annual Western Nebraska Engine Academy this past weekend. Firefighters and incident management team members from over 30 agencies attended the wildland training event over the weekend. The training is an opportunity for firefighting personnel to fine-tune their leadership and tactical planning skills during an event under real-life fire conditions. A controlled live fire was burned in the area on Saturday for fire personnel. Firefighter Angelina Laporte, a member of the Shadron Fire Department who attended the academy, says it was a blast. We had the full experience of learning many things over this weekend. From start to finish, we were able to watch and be part of the whole process of size up, weather reports, situational awareness, ignition, all the way to mop up. She also says this training has helped me gain much more knowledge and understanding for the wildland fire ground. And Nebraska has certified two ballot measures to legalize medical marijuana, even though the state's Republican Attorney General says their supporters may have submitted at least several thousand invalid signatures. Attorney General Mike Hilger said Friday that the issues with signatures eventually could keep the proposals from becoming law despite their certification for the ballot. Hilgers and a local prosecutor announced a felony charge against a petition circulator from Grand Island over 164 fraudulent signatures on 38 pages for the two separate initiatives. He said that if his ongoing investigation finds too many invalid signatures, the courts could take them off the ballot or invalidate new laws. From the Shadrad News Center, I'm Jared Furno.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today, 95 and breezy for highs. Showers, thunderstorms tonight, and very windy tonight. Some of those storms could be severe this evening, low 50 to 55. Sunny, windy, and 85 tomorrow, breezy, and 50 to 55 for a low tomorrow night.